James Daly, congratulations. That was a very good result.
Yeah, look, we're delighted, Dermot. We come in here, two teams were unbeaten. We came in here today, we knew it was going to be a battle. We had our homework well done in Tyrone, but our girls to put in a massive performance and play really well.
And what pleased you the most? Was it some good score taken, or was it that well-organised approach? I thought you were so well set up defensively.
I think our grit, okay, from right through it, the girls who started, the girls who came off the bench, our grit was unbelievable. No, there was no such thing as a 50-50 ball. We were in there, we got our hand in, we dispossessed them time and time again. We used the new rules to our advantage. We seen a wee bit of a change we needed to make at half time just to do something a wee bit different. We put Nicole Gordon in there and she set up the second goal, and it was fabulous. Look at, we're delighted, Jim, delighted.
Yeah, because the second goal came from Katie Dowds. Nicole, as you said, set it up, but that came after Tyrone had opened the scoring at the second half. So at the start of the second half, so you thought that they perhaps were going to try and kick on from that, but you got the perfect response.
Yeah, look, we thought, I don't know where we were, 5 points maybe at half time, and we thought Tyrone were going to come out with a bang, but they got the score, but then we get the goal, and we know there's goals in this team. Our biggest problem right now, Jim, is picking the team, okay, because we have a lot of competitive girls. There's a lot of girls grabbing jerseys, but like the response we needed, we got from the girls in the second half. We were worried we'd come out and getting a wee bit flat because we're young, okay, but we got the perfect response.
Yeah, and I'll tell you what, that's a good Tyrone team as well. They're strong down the middle, aren't they? They're physical, and they can kick scores as well, but your girls were well able for them today.
Yeah, look, we don't know what we needed to do. We got our matchups right. They have some fabulous players, and like they only brought Saoirse Gormley on there in the second half, but they've got some fabulous players, and like we knew who they were. We had our homework done. We got our right matchups done, but like, I couldn't fault anybody. Claire Freeland goals or kickouts were fantastic. We put ourselves, like, it looks like we're under pressure, but we know what we're doing. But it's a good team that's coming together, okay, and like it is a good Tyrone team, okay. But our goal is to win Division 1 and win Division 2, get to Division 1 and push these girls up to the next level.
Yeah, and fairness to you, you've been saying all along, I know it's a cliche, one game at a time, next match is the most important, etc. But that's 3 wins now from 3 games, two of them away from home. You've got Cavan next in a couple of weeks' time, so a wee bit of a chance to get the batteries recharged before that one.
Yeah, look, I don't think the girls are going to get the batteries charged because they're going in for a horrible weekend of training next weekend. But like I said to the girls in the group there, that was a fantastic performance, but one performance doesn't win you the league, okay? We need to bring the same intensity, the same aggression the next day out, and beat Cavan. It's all about getting the points on the board, and like everything's going well, okay, but there's still 4 games to go.